An interesting question was raised in an email to me, and I'm still working on the answer. Thought I'd share it with you. It relates to this point. One of the Shishya wrote in and said, "Oh, thank you so much for what you're putting on Taka. It's really helpful, and I've been working with that for a long time and so forth. And, you know, do I have two gurus now? Are you my guru and Gurudeva also my guru?" I was pondering that question, been pondering it for about a week and a half, how to answer. You know, it raises a very interesting perspective. So, I answered him partially, and I said, "Well, I'm thinking about it, but here's a partial answer for you. Many of the monks have, what's the other way? Yogaswami worked closely with Gurudeva ever since he initiated Gurudeva." Said the other way around, when Gurudeva received initiation from Yogaswami, Yogaswami started working very closely with him inwardly. So a number of the monks have had inner experiences of Yogaswami in one degree or another. So to them, the idea of having two gurus is not new, right? Because they experienced Yogaswami and they experienced Gurudeva. So it's not a new situation. Some of us have already encountered that idea of, gee, are there two gurus? Is Yogaswami my guru and Gurudeva my guru? Then you go back further, and someone who knew Yogaswami, in looking at Gurudeva, again faced that question, gee, you know, I guess there's two gurus. First I knew Yogaswami, and now I know Gurudeva. So it's an interesting question in that how far back does it go? You know, you go to Yogaswami, you go to Chalapaswami, you go to Kadaitswami. How many gurus really are there, you know? So it's not answerable to me at the moment. I'm just pondering it. Does it go all the way back to Shiva? We have a drawing like that in one of our books that has Shiva's Dakshinamurti sitting there and then the line of gurus coming out from him. So very interesting question. Sutra of the day. Very insightful. It's about monastics. Their past is small, their future is large. That's the title of the sutra. And right there, you don't even need to read the sutra, really. It just can see where it's going. But we'll read it anyway. Siva's monastics will brave... I'm going to use a larger type next week. Siva's monastics walk bravely into the future, letting go of the past and letting what is be. Through yoga, their kundalini rises, expanding consciousness, changing values, and creating magical happenings around them. It's a very interesting phrase. Creating magical happenings around them. So, walking bravely into the future, letting go of the past. Is a way of manifesting your full spiritual potential, which is an idea up above. In other words, when a monk clings to his past, who he was, what he could have been, to some degree or another, he's perpetuating the karmas of that past rather than stepping into a new karmic cycle. So there's no reason, no value in being a monk and clinging to the past. It's like a contradiction. because a monk is someone who has no past. He's let go of the past. He's given up the plans he may have had for some kind of worldly life, some kind of profession, accomplishing something in the world, totally let that go to become a monk. And in becoming a monk and letting go of that, a new pattern manifests, which causes more spiritual progress than the old pattern. So always keeping the past small is an important monastic discipline. And of course, that means not talking about it, not thinking about it, and so forth. We even have the tradition in our monastery that when parents come, they're our parents. They're parents to all the monks. They're not parents to one monk. So in that way, we kind of let the past go, keep it small as much as possible in that situation. Creating magical happenings around them. So, that's an interesting statement, and it shows a spiritual magnetism, I'd say, a spiritual force that reaches certain intensity. It's magnetic to wonderful things. If it's of a lesser intensity, it's not. When it reaches a certain, goes beyond a certain point, it influences the lives of people and attracts to it wonderful kinds of situations. So I think when we're getting a sense of that in the monastery, wonderful things have been happening. And this is a nice explanation for why. Which is that as long as the monastics keep the Kundalini force high, then this occurs. It's that simple. So those are the thoughts for the day. No, there's one more. One more thought here. Excuse me. Okay. Duties of the disciple. This one struck me. Being with the Satguru is an intensification on the path of enlightenment. Always challenging, for growth is a challenge to the instinctive mind. If a guru does not provide this intensification, we could consider him to be more a philosophical teacher. So that's a nice point to remember, the idea of being challenged spiritually, and the idea is we don't want to settle down into a comfortable routine in our spiritual life, kind of just doing the same thing over and over again because it's comfortable, as Gurudeva says about certain religious groups. All they do is come together and sing and eat. You know, that's it. There's no real sadhana going on. Maybe gossip afterwards. So that's not a challenging, spiritually challenging situation. So challenging is always trying to improve. That's the essence of challenging. Always trying to improve oneself spiritually to one degree or another. Never being content. Never having the feeling, gee, I've arrived. I've matured enough spiritually for this life. I'll just coast from now on. Everything's comfortable, peaceful, just the way I like it. So, that's not the spirit of having a Satguru. The Satguru is there to keep you inspired to keep improving spiritually, keep moving forward. No matter where you've, how far you've gone, you can still go further. Same idea as highest potential, just said another way, to keep everyone moving forward. So that's an important attitude to always hold and never feel that, gee, I've arrived. This is all I need to attain in this life. But rather, gee, this is great, but let's even move further forward.